Investors can make money in the stock market in a couple of ways. Stock prices can increase, giving investors a capital gain, and companies can pay dividends, distributing some of their profits directly to stockholders. Dividends used to account for about half of investors' total return, but they fell out of favor in the booming market of the late 1990s. Dividends may be poised for a small comeback, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Arlene Fried is a fairly conservative investor. The Minneapolis retiree has a diversified portfolio, and she tries to buy stock in companies that pay dividends.
A lot of stocks that people would consider rather stuffy, I guess. I've always had faith in some of the stuffy stocks, and it's a good place to be.
Investors like Fried, looking for dependable dividends, used to have an obvious choice in utilities. Solid, old-fashioned electricity, gas, and telephone companies were considered safe enough for even widows and orphans to put their money in. Nelson Phelps heads a group of retirees from the local phone company, U.S. West.
It used to be a joke. The little old ladies owned AT&T primarily for the dividend investment. But obviously things have changed in the last couple of years, and you no longer see AT&T and other corporations paying those large dividends.
In an effort to trade stuffy for sexy, many utilities moved into more competitive markets, and some of them stumbled along the way. 2 years ago, U.S. West was taken over by the upstart Quest Communications. Quest promptly slashed the phone company's dividend and later eliminated it altogether. Utilities' new, more risky strategies have put them at odds with those investors who want a reliable stream of income. The mutual fund company Vanguard has recognized this. Spokesman Brian Mattis says Vanguard plans to change the name and the focus of its utilities income fund.
With deregulation in practically every sector in the utility industry, from electricity to natural gas to telephone, they're far less able to provide stable earnings and stable dividends.
In the late 90s, when stock values were rising at 15% to 20% per year, no one much missed the dividends. But with stock prices now in their third year of decline, some people think it's time for dividends to come back in style.
In a bear market, investors get religion.
Geraldine Weiss edits Investment Quality Trends, a newsletter that tracks dividends.
They return to the old standards of looking for dividends because a bird in the hand is still worth two in the bush.
Weiss says besides giving investors a more certain return on their money, dividends could be an antidote to the accounting scandals that have shaken Wall Street. That's because unlike revenue and earnings, which can be manipulated, dividends must be paid in cash. Or, as Weiss said in the title of one of her books, dividends don't lie.
There can be no hanky-panky in the bookkeeping department. It's there. It's money in the bank.
In one recent week, 8 of the companies Weiss follows actually increased their dividends, including Philip Morris. Current tax law tends to discourage dividends by taxing them at a higher rate than capital gains. But with capital gains hard to come by, Weiss thinks more investors will begin demanding dividends. She says the only thing worse than holding stocks in a bear market is holding stocks that don't pay dividends. Scott Horsley, NPR News.